Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Troops to the border, but not what you think. AOC and elder abuse, they finally got him. And a Tuckerless Fox News rating update. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the Biden administration will send 1,500 troops to the U.S. southern border ahead of an expected surge of illegal crossings next week. Why next week? That is the end of Title 42. What is Title 42? Quick refresher. Started in 1944, it says that if there is a communicable disease outside of America, then the U.S. Surgeon General has the ability to say that we will not allow people from that country to come into our country. Makes sense, right? So COVID is a communicable disease. So Trump said, okay, Title 42. No one's allowed to come in and get asylum because of COVID. So you got to stay in Mexico. Well, that is ending on May 11th. So there's going to be a huge rush. There already has been. So we need 1,500 troops at the border to help the 2,500 National Guardsmen who are already there. But don't think that these troops are going to be used to stop people from coming across the border. They're all data entry. Our troops are going to be like immigrant Uber, just clicking away at a keyboard to help people come in faster. Certainly, we'll keep you updated on that. The new guard in Congress, no respect for the old guard. AOC calling for Dianne Feinstein to give it up already. She says Dianne Feinstein should retire. Her refusal to either retire or show up is causing great harm to the judiciary, precisely where reproduction rights are getting stripped. Worth noting, if Dianne does resign, then Gavin Newsom will appoint the senator, and there are rumors that he might appoint himself. That's happened 8 times before, where the governor nominates himself to be senator. And of those 8 times, 7 of them, that person lost the next election. Finally, they caught that illegal immigrant accused of murdering 5 of his neighbors in Texas. It happened on Friday, and they found him in a small town in Texas called Cut and Shoot, population over just around 1,000 people, 17 miles from his house. He's a Mexican citizen. He's been deported 4 times from 2009 to 2016, and somehow has been living in America the last 7 years. A Tuckerless Fox News update on Monday across primetime. Fox News brought in 1.59 million viewers. MSNBC, 1.69 million. And MSNBC won the key demo. Do you think whoever takes over that 8 o'clock slot will get the ratings back? Or is Fox News done for good now? I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, former Biden chief of staff Ron Klain gave an interview to a leftist internet person in which he said Vice President Harris is doing a great job. And much of the criticism of her is racist and sexist. Instead of challenging that imbecilic statement, the podcast woman just nodded like a windblown puppet. There are two issues here. The first one is obvious. Kamala Harris has some of the lowest poll numbers we've seen in quite some time. So how could she be doing a great job? Wait, Klain explained that. The American public is racist and sexist. Now I understand. The next question is, does Ron Klain really believe the blather he is uttering? Impossible to know. But I can tell you that many political people on both sides often believe what they want to believe. And what they want to believe is anything that might help them or their party. Like most in the Biden White House, Klain had no interest in verifiable truth. He lived in Biden land for 2 years. The truth never came up. Al Gore once wrote a book called An Inconvenient Truth about the dangers of climate change. Then the former vice president hopped on a private jet flying around the country promoting the book. But compared to Kamala, Gore was Thomas Jefferson, who was VP to John Adams. It's also maddening. If Kamala Harris is doing a great job, I'm Michelangelo. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail, Jim Higgins in Indiana. Hey, Bill. You probably don't have time to answer this email, but I thought I'd try anyway. My wife and I are your average good and honest Americans who lean to the right. We're starting to believe that Republicans will never again win an election. Cheating billionaires, supporting left-wing agendas, millions of illegal immigrants that will be granted voting cards, and on and on and on. What do you think the Republican chances are in 2024? 50-50. Number one, illegal aliens, migrants, right? They're not going to be able to vote. Okay, that's not going to happen. Got to be an American citizen to cast a ballot. And that, if it's violated, is a crime. And that's not changing. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you're right about the billionaires. Soros, Zuckerberg, all of these people have corrupted the political system. No doubt about it. They hide behind the First Amendment. But the Republicans can overcome that by better policies. And now we have a diminished Democrat president. So I put the odds at 50-50. Gloria Pemberton, Newberry Park, California. After attending church, it is important to me that you mention when you attend Mass every Sunday, you never hear any kind of linkage with the gospel or epistle to modern day. I'm experiencing the same thing at my church, which is Lutheran, and it's frustrating, beyond frustrating to me. I'm sitting there going, can you please help the parishioners live their lives in a effective way according to the teachings of Jesus by linking it into what we are experiencing. Most priests will not do it, simply won't. And it's a shame. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 86 years ago today, author Margaret Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature after publishing the most successful novel in history. The story featured Scarlett O'Hara and her life during the American Civil War. Here is the story of Gone with the Wind. In 1926, Ms. Mitchell quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a broken ankle. While recuperating, she used a secondhand typewriter to create the novel. Released in June 1936, Gone with the Wind caused a sensation in Georgia and sold millions of copies all over the United States. On May 3, 1937, Ms. Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize. She then sold the film rights to MGM for a modest fee of $50,000. Gone with the Wind is regarded as one of the finest films ever made. Adjusted for inflation, it remains the biggest box office earner in history, generating $3.4 billion in global ticket sales. The movie won 8 Oscars that year, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Supporting Actress, and Screenplay. The film ranks in the top 5 greatest movies of all time, alongside The Godfather, Citizen Kane, and Casablanca. Despite all those accolades, Gone with the Wind is not very popular these days in certain circles. Cancel culture has come for Scarlett and her crew. HBO banished Gone with the Wind back in 2020 because it allegedly glorifies slavery, promotes racism, and whitewashed the history of the Civil War, according to HBO. Activists on Twitter now urging the Smithsonian to remove Gone with the Wind artifacts from the Museum of American History. And here's something else you might not know. The Gone with the Wind movie was a historical moment for a black actress. Hattie McDaniel played Mammy, and she was the first African-American actress to ever win an Academy Award. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.